Professor Wong is a special delight to introduce. She's a professor at Franklin Pierce Law School, but she also has worked extensively on the global connections of technology and internet. She comes from the Singapore Management University, where she was an associate professor of law. She also was a special counsel to Morrison and Foerster in their New York office. She counseled American, European, and Asian clients on a wide range of technology transactions and provided advice on international and corporate corporate issues, as well as issues of intellectual property, privacy, and e-commerce. She is really a world-renowned expert in her field and has been providing incredible, useful, and forward-looking information for all of us. Her specialization is intellectual property and information technology, and she has a particular focus on the legal and policy challenges presented by digital technology and the internet in relation to both the domestic and international law issues as well. And we're very pleased to have her here to help us get a sense of a context for our ongoing work. Please join me in welcoming Professor Mary Wong.
Thank you, Professor Ogletree. I don't recognize the person you introduced, but I am Mary Wong in person, not in Second Life, and I am not Charlie Nesson, not even his avatar. I'm here to do what I can to give you a brief overview and recap of what happened yesterday. As you will know from the website, and I see many faces from yesterday, so feel free to jump in to correct me or to add to what I'm about to say. Yesterday, a group of some 80-odd people met here at Harvard. It was a very diverse group of people representing the various groups and stakeholder communities in and off university. There were academics, librarians, students, university general counsel and administrators, content holders and rights holders, corporations, private industry, technology providers, nonprofits, and philanthropists, and I've probably left out a few others. But as you can tell, it was a very broad and diverse group of people. What Charlie and the Berkman Center tasked us all to do was to discuss and explore the theme university as client. In other words, the various relationships that are created in, by, off, and outside university, which was a very broad and challenging task, as we found throughout the day. Essentially, then, I think the vision, as expounded by Charlie just a few minutes ago, was that you have representatives from the various communities in the digital domain seated, more or less, around a meta-negotiating table to hash out the various issues that would face university as we go into the 21st century and as we continue in the cyber age. What happened very early on, in one of the very early sessions, was just this idea that we really needed to define and to discuss the role of university in the digital domain. And there was there were a number of views and discussions on this. Primarily, it was felt that there were perhaps at least two broad functions and roles of a university. One would be primarily utilitarian in nature, in terms of providing the teaching, the research, and the training necessary. The other would be far more general, more broad, and just as important, if not more so, a social and societal function in terms of not just the educational mission of a university, but its continued mission to explore the human condition, to expose difficult issues and open them for exploration and discussion, possibly in a neutral context and beyond. Within this broadly defined role, however, I think everybody in the room realized that the role continues to grow and becomes much more diverse given the challenges of technology, which creates broader audiences, new audiences, new students and communities for university, as well as new users of material, particularly digital material. The other challenge that was identified is the commercialization challenge, where knowledge products, IP, and other materials are increasingly commercialized by university in its various guises, such that not only licensing in of technology and content remains important, but the licensing out and the fruits thereof of universities' own products becomes just as important. So within this broadening array of roles, conflicts were identified, tensions were highlighted, and one of the particular issues that garnered a lot of discussion was the challenges that created for copyright and IP law and issues and policy generally. And on this, much of the day was spent discussing the various specific issues that would arise within that context. For example, one of the issues that got a lot of attention and some passionate discussion going, and I should say at this point that because the Chatham House rule was adopted for yesterday's proceedings, there were many discussions, particularly within the smaller working groups and breakout sessions, that were very lively, very passionate, but at the same time, I think in many ways, highly constructive and also quite civil for the most part. But nonetheless, there was a great deal of discussion and a lot of views expressed, and not always consensus. And on the first issue, that of fair use, which is an issue familiar to everybody in the room, whether a lawyer or non-lawyer, because I know that just about everyone has had to deal with it at various levels and at various times. And the specific issue there was the vagueness, the contours, the difficulties of dealing with this concept known as fair use. Whether you're a university general counsel, faculty, librarians, or a licensor, you had to deal with what is and is not permissible use, what is and is not fair use, and because of the context-specific nature of that inquiry, it's impossible in many times to have any kind of concrete policy or guidelines. So the question then arose, well, is there anything that university and its various constituents can do to improve the situation? Is a best practices recommendations model the way to go? If so, who's going to do it? Can you actually get buy-in from all the stakeholders concerned? Is that even advisable? And what form should it take? Will it become just a floor for other people to rise? Or will it actually form a ceiling beyond which nobody will dare to go? That took up quite a lot of time. But an even more contentious issue that was discussed, and on this, it'll be probably no surprise that there was not a whole lot necessarily of agreement, is this question of whether university, given the many new challenging uses of copyright and digital material, should act as any kind of enforcer of intellectual property rights, not just of its own, but of its partners, collaborators, and other contents and rights holders. And that was a very, very difficult issue indeed, as to whether or not university should participate, and if so, to what extent, in enforcement. A third issue that was identified and discussed, and which led to a number of recommendations, and I think that will again arise in today's discussions, is this idea of licensing. The mechanisms that currently exist, can they improved? Can they be improved? Can we find a more effective, cost-efficient framework? Can we even clarify the kinds of contracts that are being used? Should there be discussions amongst the various stakeholders as to what would be fair and common language? Do we even understand each other when we talk about open access, when we talk about the right to use, and what actually is access? Just from a sampling of these few issues that I've highlighted, I think you can get a sense of the kinds of difficult and complex issues that were discussed yesterday, and a sense that I think many of us in the room yesterday shared, that while it was a good and constructive start, and while certainly the environment and the people present yesterday exemplify what Charlie said, that the university in this context, in these discussions, which can be very difficult and which can generate a number of disagreements and passions, can be a good convener, a good moderator, and even a fair broker. So questions remain as to what we, as the various constituents and stakeholders in university, can continue to do to continue the discourse, to perhaps work towards the best practices, models, recommendations, language, and policies that were highlighted yesterday. So work remains to be done, but some consensus was achieved even while some fault lines remained. And as a final word, I should say that because of the fullness of yesterday, there were necessarily some issues that could not be discussed for lack of time, but that blend very well into today's program. And these include the international and global nature of university today, as well as the different sectors that are involved in licensing rights, in enforcing rights, in creating content and using content, the different sectors of the community that comprises the university. So with that, I hope that for those who were in the room yesterday, that represents a fair and sufficiently comprehensive recap of what went on, which, like I said, I think represents a very good start and segue into today's discussions. So with that, I guess I'll turn you back to Professor Ogletree and the Bergman folks, and on their behalf, welcome you to day two of the conference. Thank you.